Today in our gospel, we have this familiar passage where Jesus contrasts the Pharisee and the tax collector. And we can ask ourselves in this time, what has my religious practice been? What has my faith been? Has it been that of a Pharisee? All exterior, all kind of on the outside, and nothing interior? Or has it been more along the lines of the tax collector, knowing my wretchedness, knowing my weaknesses, my failures, perhaps, and feeling often unworthy to even approach the Lord, but a genuine desire to do so? I'm not saying that we should feel necessarily connected to one or the other. I think we can have a little bit of the tax collector and a little bit of the Pharisee in all of us. But I think in this time, especially, we're being purified of anything that's simply exterior. Because now, in this time when we're not able to go to Mass, when we're not able to be present to one another in the same way, we are certainly asked to continue to have this interior connection to God and an exterior one too in some way, but it looks a lot different. So it is a time of purification in many ways, and maybe this is another way that we're being purified as, am I merely attached to the things of religion, the practices, the exterior things, the social aspect of our faith? Or do I have a real connection to God? Am I really in a relationship with Jesus, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do I need them in my life? I think we have to answer that question in these days ahead. We have to ponder that and find other ways to feed that connection than what we're used to. And that's a challenge. So as we are here today, again, offering the Mass for all of you, for anyone who tunes in, let's ponder that question and ask the Lord to purify our hearts, purify our lives of anything that's merely an external thing that has no meaning to it. Let's ask the Lord to bring meaning into our practices, to bring meaning into our lives, to help us to come to know Him.